A reading from the writings of St. Peter Julian Immerd. Self-abasement, the characteristic of Eucharistic holiness, continued. Our Lord is active in the most blessed sacrament. He works, he mediates, he saves souls, he applies the merits of his redemption and sanctifies us. His action extends to every creature. He is the Word who uttered the Word which created all things, and he still upholds all things by his Word. In the Eucharist, he keeps on saying the Fiat, which sustains life in all creation. He is not only the Creator, but also the Reformer, Restorer, and King of all the earth. All nations are subjected to his rule, and the Father acts upon the world only through him. He rules the world, and the word of command that rules it issues from the most blessed sacrament. He holds the life of every being in his hand. He is judge of the living and the dead, sovereign. Put the stamp of royalty on everything they say and do. They have to do that, for man is governed only by love or by fear. But see our Lord. Where is the pomp of this King to whom all power belongs in heaven and on earth? Where is the glory, the luster in his words and his deeds? At every instant, millions of angels leave the tabernacle and return to it after having carried out his orders. The tabernacle is their center and headquarters for their lives, the commander-in-chief of the heavenly army. Do you see or hear anything? All creatures obey him, and we do not hear a sound. That is his way of concealing his action, of commanding in his state of self-abasement. And men who are in command of others think they are something. They give their orders in a loud voice, imagining they thereby command with greater effect, imagining that is a lesson for superiors and heads of families. They should be humble in commanding others in order to imitate our Lord in the most blessed sacrament. Spiritual communion, my Jesus, I believe that you are really present in the blessed sacrament. I love you above all things, and I long to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you. Self entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. A reading from the Imitation of Mary. The duties of state continue. It is an illusion to want to be holy in your own way and not in the way God determines. A thing is done perfectly only if it is done the way God wants it and because he wants it. The merit of our actions depends relatively little on the nature of the things we do, and very much on the spirit in which we do it, and on its conformity with God's will. God wants us a continuous series of little actions, while you want to do some great ones. The only result, if you follow your own way, is that you will do neither the small nor the great well. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and upset about many things, and you deceive yourself in wanting to do more than God intends. Be content to do as much good as he asks of you, and put into it the same fervor you would have if you were doing something great. What great things did that courageous woman do whose praises the Holy Spirit sings? She wove and did the other little things that must be done in a household. To go to church, to pray, and visit the sick are fine things. But if you do them when the duties of your state require something far different of you, can you claim to be doing God's will? We need to pray and pray often. We need to pray always, as far as that is possible. But if you neglect your domestic duties in order to pray, your prayer does not please God. How many good works do not rise up to heaven because they are done simply to satisfy a man's self-will? On the other hand, what treasures of merit are produced by the actions of an ordinary, everyday life because they are signed with the seal of the divine will? Many who do not think of themselves as acquiring great virtue will nonetheless be exalted higher in heaven than they expect. It will be because of the fidelity they showed in even the smallest duties of their state. The master of whom the gospel speaks says to his servant, "Come and share your master's joy, not because you have done great things, but because you have been faithful in small matters." Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Mary, most faithful. Thank you.